Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second half of the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. As I mentioned a little bit at the top of tonight's show, I found some great city pop variations of music from Chrono Trigger. These versions come courtesy of Ohtani Station. And of course, full credit to the original composer, the genius behind almost all the original music for Chrono Trigger, Yasunori Mitsuda. This great city pop inspired music utilizes the positive benefits of AI. Right now, here's a great rendition of the main theme to Chrono Trigger. That will be followed by Corridors of Time.
Thank you.
a great rendition of Secret of the Forest, originally heard in Chrono Trigger. The original composer for most of the music in Chrono Trigger was Yasunori Mitsuda. A couple of the pieces were composed by renowned Final Fantasy composer Nobuo Uematsu due to a brief illness that Mr. Mitsuda had at the time. In any event, he's doing great now, and these great renditions come courtesy of Otani Station, these great city pop variations, all utilizing the positive benefits of AI. Right now, here's a great variation of Robo's theme, originally heard in Chrono Trigger. That will be followed by the battle theme, also from Chrono Trigger. Once again, that is a great variation of the battle theme originally heard in Chrono Trigger. The original composer was Yasunori Mitsuda. This great city pop variation, utilizing the positive benefits of AI, comes courtesy of Ohtani Station. If you'd like to hear how the original versions sounded and sort of, you know, compare them to what you're hearing tonight, just head on over to jpopexchange.net. Click View Playlist, and from there, we got you covered. You're listening to the second half of the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. I really love all these variations. I think coming up next might be one of my favorites, if not favorite, though honestly, it is really hard to pick a favorite. But before I lead into that, funny story about Robo's theme. I was talking with somebody about this album, city pop variations, and I mentioned how one of the songs happened to be a variation on Robo's theme, and they said to me something along the lines of basically, if Robo's theme doesn't have like a lot of sax in it, like a lot of saxophone, they are going to riot. They feel that that is just basically a massive outrage. And the funny thing about that is, I totally agree with where they're coming from, but then I was listening to the song, and funny enough, the variation of Robo's theme didn't have any sax, and I was like a little perplexed at first when I heard it, but then I kept listening, and I trusted the creative interpretation, and it's like, huh, I thought this was going to have a lot of sax. It didn't. I was initially disappointed, but, you know, you did something, I think, really awesome, in spite of that. So, you know, one of those things. Definitely pays to have an open mind when it comes to variations. I love it when you can have a variation of a piece of music that, you know, really does justice to the original, you know, very faithful, but also kind of makes you think in that way, you know, in that way in which it's kind of like a new experience, too. So, it's really awesome, all part of the fun, all part of the experience. And right now, I want to share with you a great rendition of a piece of music originally heard in Chrono Trigger. This next piece is titled Lab 16's Ruin. Here are the bodies with the Cherry Mash, right here on the J-Pop Exchange.
I found a true love, I want you to better know. Lesson, 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 how to know.
Baby, woman, baby, what's about you? Changed my life. I read the letter that you wrote me, and it moved me. That is all that lie. I didn't need a soul, yeah, but I want so. Oh, honey, I want you to know, nobody has left more. Oh, I'll always love you so.
Here's a great rendition of Daddy Rolling Stone, courtesy of The Bodies, right here on the J-Pop Exchange.